welcome.
We don't have jingle yet.
To Scone. Scoring.
Scoring. How are we all, folks?
Hello, hello, hello. How are you today, sir? We've got Ruben in the studio.
It's pretty usual.
Rocking the stubble today.
Yeah. I thought I'd give growing out a beard a go again for the second time in the last 5 years. Loving it so far, but I have a photo shoot in a few weeks, so I'll probably shave it off.
It's kind of nice to touch.
Just for some music stuff.
Oh,
not scone related. Okay. Doesn't matter.
Not the scone photo shoot.
Who gives a shit about that? No. I'm really good, Liam. I'm really good because today we have another scone in the studio. We have a guest.
Yes. A warm, delicious looking guest.
And this one is like very near and dear to my heart. And I've had multiple people talk about this scone as being.
You came hot.
Oh, mate. I'll tell you what. This is. I said to Liam, listeners, when I arrived in the studio this morning, I said, we might have to never do a review again because this might be
my
the
penultimate.
This might be it. Oh, it might be done. This is the Double Cheese Royale. It's a scone so good it's got a name.
Is that the name. Wow.
Double Cheese Royale from Foundation Cafe, of all places, Cafe. And I've had multiple people say unprompted that this is the best scone in Christchurch.
I've heard the fame of this scone.
I've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah.
Cheese scone. Off the bat, I got it warmed and buttered. I will say, I put my order in, and it was in my hands within 10 seconds of sitting down. I think the lady behind the counter who wasn't serving me was listening, and she prepped it. So
oh my gosh.
Absolutely just stunning.
I love
stunning
when
form,
it works out like
stunning
that.
Form.
Yeah.
And also she had good chat as well. She was sort of an older lady. She said something like, "You're right there, love," you know. And I was like, "Yeah, I am good, thank you. I'm about to be even better though."
Yeah. I have one gripe with it so far.
No, please.
It's not cut excellently.
No, yeah. I mean, they cut it and they put the butter in, and I thought, man, what could go wrong here? Scones might be their forte, but I don't know about cutting. But hey, look, you know. It's a minor thing.
It is. And it's human error.
It is human error. And at the end of the day, when you're cutting scones all day, there's always going to be a chance.
You'd probably get tired.
There'd be no way of knowing if you can keep that control up, you know.
That's absolutely true. And they are slightly difficult to cut.
So we did have to kind of, I don't know if I'd say that. I don't know if I'd give them a free pass like that, you know. It's a great looking scone, though.
We've got
some fantastic Maillard reaction going on here. Lots of good browning.
I can see how cheesy it is just by looking at it.
Liam and I thought we'd change it up this week. I've got the top half this week. He's on the bottom
half. Oh, my God. It is so cheesy just smelling it.
On the nose.
Yes.
Double cheese.
Top
it
and
is,
bottom of swap.
It's right for the picking, that joke. I'm feeling like a cheddar. I'm thinking something more like an aged Parm as well. And I'm not going to say it's going to be. It's probably a Grana Padano. Like, it's nothing fancy. But.
But there is like a. There's a more nutty cheese.
For sure. There's a funk. There's a bit of maturity, let's say. Going for the bite.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. That immediately, very soft. My God. Oh my God, it's like a pillow.
But it pushes back. It's it's got good bounce to it.
It does.
It's got really good bounce. The amount of caramelization on the cheese.
That is spectacular.
It's perfect, isn't it?
How did they get that?
I don't know, man. I feel like they've got some sort of like Neewa scientist down there, like, you know, it's a black budget operation out the back.
Putting cheese in the mix, but I think they're like rolling it in cheese.
There's definitely
something.
Cheese on the outside, eh?
Yeah.
And if you look, you can see these pockets in here where they're the shape of a grated piece of cheese.
So
they melt away.
Insane.
Incredible aeration. Oh.
That's very cheesy. I mean, I love cheese. I would argue it's like my most expensive pastime, really.
Oh,
cheese.
Naturally, right? Like, it's fantastic.
It's so expensive. But if you were an average lover of cheese, this might be very intense for you.
But
although, why would you get it?
Yeah. Is there such a thing as an average lover of cheese? Or is that just someone who just sucks as a person? Vegans,
that is like a
vegans and dairy-free people separate, because, you know, cheese
yes.
is...
Yes.
It's just like a massive umami hit, essentially. You know, you got your nooch.
I would argue, though, yeah, if you...
But the flavour.
If you actually are just someone who doesn't like cheese, you are a faulty human.
Yeah, I think send them back.
Yeah, yeah, get a refund.
Yeah, there's a warranty on that.
This was... Wow, it's like cakey, but really soft. It's very... Maybe I a huge bold claim here, but like the texture on the inside isn't that scony, but it's spectacular.
Perhaps like we're figuring out that like scones, we've been doing it wrong all along.
Yeah,
which, as the listeners can understand, for Liam and I, I don't know if we want to look at that.
No, I don't want like, to admit that.
That's a question that that's a question I don't feel comfortable asking myself. I'd rather stay in denial.
I would, yeah.
This is my dirty little secret, the scone, you know.
Wow.
But it's hard because I have genuinely experienced, and I'm not saying this for comedic value, I've had this and then the next day I had a scone somewhere else and just been disappointed with a really good scone. Because it's like the scone, next door. It's the white whale. You know, like, you always search for the scone again.
Oh, that's living up to the hype that I've heard about the scone for a long time.
It's amazing, isn't it? It is amazing. I want to see if, I don't know if this will pick up, but, like, crunch on the outside.
Yeah, yeah, it's very crisp.
Stunning, folks. Like, get yourself down, get yourself a scone. This is, they didn't know I was revealing this. This is totally unbiased. That we don't accept any form of payment or anything in bias, and I know that people have tried to swindle me money for a good scone review, but I say no.
Good.
Unbiased.
Stand your ground.
Get yourself down to Foundation. Get yourself one of these scones. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's the king and the queen of the scones in Christchurch. The sweet scone from Akin. Double cheese royale from Foundation.
Yeah,
they're
wow.
stunning.
You
they're
nailed
just
it.
Stunning.
So I've like nailed it.
The only thing they fell short on, the cut. And I would say because of the cut, the butter was only spread halfway through. That normally I'm not doing an automatic job here. I'm a manual butter spreader. Do it myself.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. Is I mean, you're getting this hidden takeaway. I get it. But would much prefer to do the butter myself. I think, like, the trick to a good... scone experience is an element of autonomy and being able to do what you want with that scone.
Completely. Even still now, like, filled with this umami cheese flavour, but it's amazing how it permeates through the centre. Like, it's not just the outside, it's in the middle. It's in the fluff. It's just... honestly, a religious experience. And I don't know.
Yeah, that was spectacular.
Like I said before, I don't know if we can beat that. So this is a call out to any cafe owners out there. If you think you can beat the Foundation Cheese Scone, the Double Cheese Royale, show us your worth. Prove it. Put your money where your mouth is.
Yes, I would say to any of the listeners out there, and I know they're a pretty... they're fairly active listeners who listen to the show and like to spend their time out of the house going around doing things.
Oh, yeah.
You go to a lot of cafes. Now, we've just tried what is kind of famously known as being like the best scone in Christchurch. Can we do better? Is there better out there? Challenge us. 021-RDU-985 is number to text. Hit us up on Facebook and Instagram as well. Because, I mean, this one's not particularly time sensitive, is it? We're willing to take recommendations whenever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been experimenting different formats on this show. You know, we've done roundups. We've done Ruben goes out into the field, eats a scone, comes back and reports. Last couple of weeks, we've been doing a live eating. These things are all things that will continue. But, you know, going forward, like, we're open to feedback from the listeners.
We do this
for you.
Totally.
And we'll take that feedback into account. And
So, like, giving that a grading out of 10,
So, yeah, once again, Liam's just rolling in a giant thermometer. Touches the ceiling.
Yeah,
it's the cheesometer. I don't know. All the budget went into that. That's why we don't have a jingle.
I know. Yeah,
okay,
sorry.
So, and he's winding it up and, yep.
It's really heavy.
It's really heavy, yeah. It's looking like, I'm honestly thinking a 4.8 out of 5 for this
one. Oh, my God.
4.8. 0.1 lost for cut quality and 0.1 lost for amount of butter.
Yeah.
But it was only, I think the butter, a lot of it melted out the side. So I think potentially it was just the delivery of the butter.
Yes.
So, you know, this is so close to being a 5-star scone. And you all know, like, I'm famous, well known for not giving out 5 stars.
And also, I would just like to say what it has made me want to do is immediately go get another one.
Oh, completely. And I think, you know, the way to one up this one is the new thing. People are doing it. Cafes are doing it.
Mm.
It would be maybe a little bit of jam as well. A bit of raspberry jam, bit of compote.
Oh, mate, I fucking love raspberry jam.
What on a cheese scone as well, right?
I know,
just cut the mustard a wee bit. Cut the cheese, the Munster.
Where is that really? It's quite Japanese to do that, I believe.
I think
they love their jam and cheese combos.
Yeah, they do, eh? And I feel like the nation of France as well is known for like compotes and stuff as well. And I think you'd think of Japan and France are very influenced by each other, I think. And
probably. Maybe.
I don't know.
damn, that makes me want another one. I might screw the rest of the show today. No, I can't do that.
We're going to do it live from Foundation.
Yeah.
Liam's going to see how many he can eat.
Oh, I could eat a lot of those.
This is a thing, like a discussion I've had with a lot of people recently of different foods and how many I could eat of them. And I think it comes down to how fast you're eating them. Like if you eat it before your body realizes you're full, like I reckon I could eat probably 2 dozen hard-boiled eggs, but I would feel horrible. Maybe even 3 dozen. I just have to eat them really quickly.
And I think
with a scone, it's hard because it's quite heavy and it takes a while to eat. But I reckon I could eat 3 or 4 of those if I ate them fast.
I think so, and I agree. I agree with you completely. It's all in the speed you eat it. Mm. Like you've got to do it before your body realizes you're full. I could do boldly 5.
Wow. Okay, and you know, here's the thing, Liam. This is a promise to the listeners. If you can find us a better scone,
he'll eat five of them.
He'll eat 5 of them live on air.
I will. I'll do it.
No jam, no butter.
Yeah,
raw dog in the skunk.
Not even heated.
I'm not a maniac, man. Crikey, I wouldn't make you do that.
I would actually die.
Not a masochist, eh? Horrible stuff.